From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and I'm Nelson John. Let's dive in.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
India's equity markets fell on Wednesday. Both the Sensex and Nifty declined by about 0.5%. However, consumer stocks such as Marico, HUL and Godrej performed well, defying the broader market downturn. IT stocks, meanwhile, have been on a downward spiral for a while now. However, a reversal in fortunes might be imminent thanks to clouds. And no, I'm not referring to the impending monsoon season, but to cloud computing. Microsoft Azure, Amazon Web Services, and Google Cloud have had a spectacular first 3 months of the year. Historically, the success of these companies has directly and positively impacted the bottom lines of IT firms in India. As Microsoft, AWS, and Google continue to pick more business, companies like TCS, Infosys, and Wipro are likely to benefit as well, writes Varun Sood. This could be some much-needed good news for the IT sector at least. Following the potential upturn in the IT sector, attention shifts to how the general elections might influence the broader stock market. Generally, the market favors stability at the helm, and a change in leadership could introduce new policies and widespread uncertainty. Conditions no investor likes. Ram Sehgal reports that investors are increasingly taking measures to protect their portfolios in case of a regime change or in a scenario where the BJP secures a win, but with a narrower margin than expected. Currently, there are nearly 1.48 million put options on the market, indicating that investors are betting on a market decline. Market experts have told Ram that the mood among investors is nervous and jittery, evidenced by a persistently high volatile index. Everyone loves Haldiram snacks. But how much are you willing to spend on them? Maybe 500 rupees? Or 1,000? It turns out, private equity firms are willing to shell out a lot more to acquire a majority stake in the popular snack company. Sneha Shah and Ranjini Raghavan report that Blackstone, Temasek and Bain Capital are gearing up to buy at least 51% stake in the sweets and savories maker. The company has been valued at $8 to $10 billion. Currently, the company are conducting due diligence on the deal. Now, that's one expensive snack indeed. Every election season, voters get their fingers stained with the indelible ink. This practice, started in India in 1962, has found worldwide adoption as election commissions attempt to eliminate fraudulent voting. Such voting ink is made by a single company, Mysore Paints and Varnish. Originally founded by the King of Mysore, the company is now owned by the government of Karnataka and is a listed entity. Mysore Paints comes into the limelight once every 5 years as production ramps up significantly during the general elections. However, as N. Madhavan writes, it is a rather small operation, covering just 7 acres. Despite its modest scale, Mysore Paints has always been a profitable and a dividend-paying stock. But what happens to the company if India moves away from using ink on its voters? Madhavan explores this. India's Consumer Affairs Ministry is bullish on onions. Initially, it wanted to make a sweetener out of them. It was understandable, onions usually have a sweet tinge. But now, the ministry wants to extract tea from the purple vegetable, reports Thirendra Kumar. The idea of onion in anyone's tea might be off-putting, but the authorities believe they might have stumbled upon a unique, gut-friendly blend. We already use items like lemon, jasmine, and chamomile to make tea, why not onion? Well, I might not try that anytime soon. However, if you feel brave enough, it might be available on the market soon. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.